Workers' unity to end the horror of war. Fight for a socialist alternative to the brutality of capitalism. The horror of war, of families fleeing for their lives as bombs fall on their citizen towns, is dominating the news. Putin's brutal invasion of Ukraine is being watched with fear and revulsion. His farcical propaganda claims this is a special military operation designed to fight Ukrainian fascism. But Ukraine is being trampled over in order to try to assert the power of Russian capitalism and to warn US imperialism and Western powers not to move any further east. War is the inevitable consequence of an international capitalist system based on profit, exploitation, and oppression, where the national rights of smaller or weaker nations can be trampled into the dirt for the short-term interests of the great powers. Putin's criminal actions have been attacked as mad. They will prove to be an enormous miscalculation, but they flow from the logic of capitalism. They are mad in the same way that US President George Bush was mad in 2003 when, backed to the hilt by new Labour Prime Minister Tony Blair, the US invaded Iraq. This was justified with the lie that the regime had weapons of mass destruction, believing that it would demonstrate the power of US imperialism and provide it with cheap oil. That occupation created a nightmare for the peoples of the Middle East. Its hubris also enormously undermined US imperialism, as this will for Putin and his regime. The Russian working class is not being allowed to see the horror of Ukraine on their television screens, just as the capitalist media in Britain did not show the working class here the horror created by 30 days of shock and or bombing of Baghdad prior to the invasion. Despite this, however, in citizen towns across Russia, substantial numbers have risked arrest to participate in anti-war demonstrations. See page 13. That anti-war mood will grow. Given the enormous number of links between Russians and Ukrainians, plus the experiences of Russian soldiers, many of whom are young conscripts who had been told nothing of what they would be facing, no amount of censorship will indefinitely prevent the real situation becoming known. A mass movement to overthrow Putin and his rotten, authoritarian gangster capitalist rule is posed in the next period. Boris Johnson and the Tories are cynically trying to use the war in Ukraine to bolster their own positions. But working class people can have no trust in capitalist governments in any country to defend their interests. Johnson is now posturing as a man who stands up to oligarchs, but just 2 years ago he overruled security service concerns to get Russian billionaire Evgeny Lebedev the title of Lord Lebedev of Hampton in Siberia. Lebedev is one of 9 Russian oligarchs who have known to have given money to the Tory party, along with billionaires linked to many other countries including Saudi Arabia, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine. Workers worldwide have nothing in common with these capitalist looters. We need to build workers' unity and international solidarity in a struggle to kick out all the warmongers and the profiteers, and for a democratic, socialist society. Continued on pages 223. Stop the war. Withdraw Russian troops and end the bombing, for workers' unity, for self-determination and full democratic rights for all minorities, no trust in NATO or the capitalist politicians. For an independent workers' movement, fight for a socialist alternative to capitalism and war.